Lord, we just thank you that you're going to give us answers to the questions that we have today. Lord, we just want to know what your perfect will is. We desire to know our purpose in life. We want to know why we are here for such a time as this. And so, Lord, we just choose to believe that you're going to tell us the truth and that you can only give us what you have, and all that you have is good. So right now, we choose to open up our hearts to listen to what you want to say. And I pray, Lord, that you reveal to us the truth of our identity as beloved children of God. I pray, Lord, you show us what you want us to experience, what you want us to have, what you want us to do that pleases you. So, Lord, what do you want to say to us about identity? You get your identity from me. You came from me. You came for me. You are here on this earth right now because I placed you here. And I have very specific, detailed plans that I want to show you right now of why you are here, of what your calling is, of what your mission and your assignment here is for me. Is that something you want to know? You do have to forsake your old ways, though. The good news is you don't have to try to figure out what your destiny is, because I'm simply going to reveal it to you. How's that sound? And you will hear confirmation on the inside of things that I've already been prompting you and giving you impressions about your life. You have very specific skill sets and knowledge and talents and gifts that I want you all to share with the world. But it starts with who you are in Christ Jesus. Did you know that you're perfect in Christ? That's how I see you. You're completely loved by me. I accept you as is. You're already accepted in the Beloved, and I simply want you to believe and receive these truths today. Will you do that for me? I want you to know your purpose in life more than you do. But once I reveal it to you, can't go back and forth and doubt or question it. I'm simply asking you for a commitment. When I reveal to you your purpose in life, will you 100% commit to it? Because I'm 100% committed to you. Did you know that? I'm all in. And that's what I'm asking for you, to be all in. So when you see me as a loving father who accepts you, and that I am so, so proud of you because of who you are, not because of what you accomplished, but simply because you're my child, then it'll be much easier for you to flow in the anointing of what I've called you to do. I'm going to share the truth with you. And you need to know this truth. You need to know who you are. Instead of trying to figure out what you're supposed to do, it starts with who you are. It starts with your true identity. And unfortunately, you've been deceived, and you have false identity tendencies that you don't even know about, you're not even aware of. But I'm going to show you the truth, of who you are to me. I want you to see yourself the way that I see you. For when you do, then you'll be able to do the things that I've called and created you to do with me and for me. Is that what you want too? So ask me this question right now. What is the reason I'm here on this earth for such a time as this? Go ahead. Now listen and watch. I want you to know my reasons for being here, because I want you to have the same reasons. I want you to live for the same reasons that I desire for you. And I will give you peace, that perfect peace that passes all understanding, that's going to guard and rule your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. But it starts with you accepting who you are. And then accepting why you are here. When you know my why, I want that why to be your why from now on. Why you get up every morning. Will you choose to do things that please me every day? Will you choose to walk away from certain situations when I tell you to walk away? Will you choose to talk with a stranger when I tell you to talk with them? And trust me that I will put the words in your heart and in your mouth. Will you do that for me? Will you do that for them? Will you love one another as I love you? For when you do, then it's going to be so much easier to live the life that I've called and created you to live. But it begins with receiving the love that I have for you. When you receive that love, then you're able to love yourself as I do. When you love yourself as I do, then you can go love one another. Now ask me for specific, detailed plans as far as the life that I have for you. Just simply listen. You're not trying to figure this one out. You're simply listening and watching for what I'm revealing to you now regarding your purpose in life. So receive. See, life can be much simpler if you do it my way. It's true. Nothing's too difficult for me. Why would it be difficult for you since I'm in you and you're in me? We're doing this together as one, aren't we? Can two walk together unless they agree? No. So will you agree with me so you can walk with me and walk on the path that I have for you? Remember, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And what I'm revealing to you today about who you are and why you're here, always remember that you can do this through Christ who strengthens you. And I am the God of possibilities. Remember, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, but it's according to the power that is working within you.